Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 132 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I have a very special guest. A good friend of ours is joining us to expound upon a theory we recently discovered that we shared, and then Melanie and I are going to do just a general random catch up of what's been going on in our respective worlds over the last week or so. Before we get to all of that, though, I want to tell you about one of our very favorite things, FabFitFun. Y'all, FabFitFun, plain and simple, is a blast. It's a seasonal subscription box with regular full-size products, beauty products, fitness, fashion, lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. And the winter editor's box is available now, y'all, and it is so good. You don't want to miss it. It is like Christmas, first of all. I like to get my FabFitFun box. I like to take it in the kitchen. I like to put it on the countertop. I like to open it slowly. I like to go through it and see what's in there. I like to try all the things. Recently, I have discovered the Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener, which is a fantastic product. And your FabFitFun box might have skincare from Glam Glow or Dr. Brandt or Anthropologie. It might have fashion items from Free People or Michael Stars or Trina Turk. It might have beauty products from Tarte or Beauty Blender or Zoya. It's just the best. And this winter editor's box, y'all, that has a knit throw in it. It has an exfoliating scrub from Kate Somerville. So much fun stuff that's in there. And here's the best part. With the promo code BIGBOO, if you go to FabFitFun.com and you use the promo code BIGBOO, you get 40% off your first box, which means it's only $29.99. So go to FabFitFun.com, use the promo code BIGBOO, and get 40% off your first box. Such a deal. You're going to enjoy it so much, and you deserve to treat yourself. Alrighty, y'all. As always, we are so glad you're here. Remember, if you're here, you're home. And we hope you enjoy episode 132. 132. Look at us go. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And it's a very special day on the podcast because we have a special guest today.
That's right. I'm so excited about it, too. Mm-hmm.
One of our favorite people, wouldn't you say?
I mean, for sure, one of my favorite people. Yeah, like in real life and on Instagram, which I can't say for everybody I know, but she's my favorite on both.
That is what you call a trick. To pull that off.
Uh-huh. To be my favorite on both.
I will tell you that the other night I was at dinner with Aaron, and who is gonna be our special guest, by the way. It's Aaron Moon, our good friend Aaron Moon. We were at dinner and I was saying how she asked me a question and she said, "How do you feel like you stay sane, like in trying to juggle the writing and the social media and all that kind of stuff?" And I said, "Well, I've just had to be absent from Instagram for like 2 months, pretty much."
Yes.
Like, here's what I can't handle. I can't handle everybody being a model. Like, I'm sorry. I love, and I want to continue to love people. I want to love them well. So I personally am not equipped for everybody to be a model. So you walk away. No.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You say we can't all be Kardashians, so some of us have to step away. Yeah, the way I juggle it is I drop all the balls except for one, and then that's the one I focus on.
That's exactly right. All right, so we're going to call Erin right now and invite her into the podcast. If I can remember how to do this. Let's see here. There's a button that I hit somewhere. Oh, here it is. Here we go.
Okay, I'm so excited.
And then I'm going to add her. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's try not to scream at the same time.
Okay.
I'll let you go first. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're on video.
Oh, are y'all not on video? Do I need to go away from the video?
Listen, here's the first thing is we never talk on video because that we would have to look at one another. So.
Well, then let me hang up my video.
No, it's fine. You're good on video.
I wanted to just be me.
But you look darling. I'm so happy to see your face.
I'm happy to see your face too. Listen, I'm in a cavernous room. Is it going to be, it's going to be terrible for audio. Listen. Look, I know that's not, look, yeah. I know.
Erin, as you know, that's not ever really our primary concern, the quality of the audio. That's not ever really, listen, you sound fantastic to me. You sound fantastic.
Okay, well, that's all I really care about in my life, so.
You sound kind of like
I think you're just fine.
Yeah, you're like a DJ almost in the 70s is what you sound like.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll accept that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you do whatever you feel it's best for you, which I'm so tickled because obviously you did video because the podcast does video because they operate on a plane that Melanie and I don't, which is why I couldn't figure out how to record three people without being on Skype. Like, I don't know about your Google Hangouts. I don't know about your recording separately on GarageBand. It's
very fancy.
Now, just if you're happy with looking at our pictures, you can do that. Or if you want to go away.
I'm not even looking at your pictures. I'm looking at an MS and an SH. Y'all don't even have pictures on your Skype.
Oh, I thought I did have a picture. I used to.
I can see your picture, Melanie. I see your picture. Okay. Maybe it's because you and Erin aren't friends on Skype.
Oh, well, Erin, now I'm sad we aren't friends on Skype.
Just on Skype. We don't use Skype for real.
Okay, tell you what, why don't you want to hang up and I'll call you back? And then that way you won't have to be on video. Does that sound good?
I love that. Thank you.
Okay, just hang up. All right. Bye. Well, this really says so much, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. She's like, of course you'd be on video because that makes it, because then you know when the other person's going to talk. It really makes a lot of sense.
Right. You would be able to see one another, but we are both full of pride.
Yeah.
And because we record at Satrina, it has never even occurred to me that we would record on video.
No, me neither. But it does make sense. And I mean, in the whole scheme of things, what do I care if you see me looking terrible?
Well, that's the same with me. I mean, we want to all go video? I've got video turned off on my Skype. So,
am I here now?
Oh, yeah, look. Welcome back. Yes.
Thank you.
Wow, that was, you just let yourself back in? Is that how that works?
Anyone can join, just passersby.
Hey, we were just talking that it makes sense that you would talk on video because that way you would know when other people were planning to talk. But
yes.
Why would we let that prompt us to do anything differently than we've done for the last 12 years?
No, I feel like y'all are in a groove, which some people might call it a rut, but I call it a groove. So I think you do what has brought you great success and you continue to just talk audio, no video.
Okay. It's the groove of mediocrity, I feel like, is where we are.
That's right. It's an easy place for me. It really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are doing great.
Thanks, Erin. Yeah. Okay, so our friend Erin, who really is our friend, but Erin works with our friends at the Popcast. In a variety of capacities. Erin, would you like to run down really like your multifaceted responsibilities at the podcast?
Yes, I am mainly in charge. I just really mainly do what Knox and Jamie tell me to do. Okay. And so that means if Jamie needs a snack, we go get a snack. Knox needs me to take Jamie out of the office so she'll stop gasping every time something exciting happens on social media. I do that. There are a lot, it is many faceted, but it mainly boils down to what do y'all want me to do? I'll do it.
Well, and we know that you are actually the producer of the live shows. You're not giving yourself near enough credit.
That is true. I am.
And you also are the official rebuker on the gentle rebuker on the Bible binge.
Yes, I am the resident Bible scholar, which is hilarious because I have a theater degree. So shouts to all of us who didn't get real degrees. You can be anything you want, it turns out.
That's exactly right, says an English major. That's right. Melanie, yep. Also.
And a speech communications major. So.
Yes, Lord.
There you go. Thank God for liberal arts is what I'm going
to say. Amen. Mm-hmm. My parents are thrilled. They're thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine too. Okay. So here's what maybe people don't know is that you and I were actually connected a really long time ago here. I mean, sort of peripherally connected because your mother-in-law was one of my first friends at our church.
That's right.
Back in the day. And when Hurricane Katrina hit, your mother-in-law and I found ourselves working sort of like catering duty for all the people from New Orleans who had come up here looking for a safe place. And we got to know one another. And that was right around the time, I think, that you and Ben married, like somewhere around in there.
I think that is about right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then suddenly, years later, not years, but well, yeah, some years, we found ourselves at a supper at Chewy's together. Is this right? Is this accurate?
This is correct.
We found ourselves at Chewy's together, linked by some mutual friends for a dinner that I dare say stretched into like the 3-hour mark that night.
It was absurd. I consumed so much cheese that I am still processing that lactation through my body.
Yeah.
Currently.
It was a lot of queso. Mm-hmm. And then we had Jamie in common after that. And so it has been an easy continuation of the friendship that Chewy's birthed back.
Well, and I do want to remind the two of you that we did also meet in Nashville.
Yes.
Because you guys were shooting a commercial for Dot Mom.
Yep.
With Christy Knuckles that I wrote and directed. I wrote the video. And mainly it was an excuse for me to talk about how beautiful Christy Knuckles' hair is.
Yes.
That she is the Kate Middleton of Christendom.
That's
she
right.
She has the finest hair that any of us has ever experienced. Mm-hmm. Actually, she's just up there with Kate Middleton.
She really is. And Aaron, we had one of our, because I think we'd known each other a little bit when that happened. That you and Melanie met for the first time, I think, that day. We had known each other for a while, but I feel like we bonded on so many levels because you also convinced me to act, which I had always had a very firm line that I would not cross. I don't like to act. I don't like to be in situations where acting is required. And somehow you convinced me to try to act. And
You were both wonderful. I believe Sophie, you were the person who had to spill the coffee into Christy Knuckles' hair.
Yes,
I did.
She was.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And I have a picture of it. It's beautiful. You did such a great job.
I remember about that. Here's what I remember, though, is that I had not met you and I didn't know you, Aaron. But Sophie, you knew her well enough to say, because we were so nervous about the whole thing. And you said, listen, Aaron Moon wrote this script and she's young enough and funny enough that we're not going to look stupid. She said, that's our saving grace. That was the assurance she gave me.
That's wonderful.
It's not going to be terrible because this girl, Aaron Moon, wrote it. And that's been, I mean, that had to have been 8 or 9. Because you didn't have any babies.
I don't think I had children then. Maybe I had one.
I think you had maybe.
A baby. Yeah.
Wow.
So many.
So here's how we came to the point where I was like, Aaron, you have to come on the podcast. Because I can't remember what we were. I don't even remember what we were texting about.
Oh, I do. I remember exactly what we were texting about.
Okay, what were we texting about last week?
Well, we had a conversation about John Mayer's Instagram show, Current Mood.
Yes,
because
yes.
You were having a bad day, a bad several days,
that's the best story of last week, by the way. I had a bad several days. Melanie has been subjected to that.
You wanted some uplifting, and so we were just sort of talking about a few things that had made us happy that week, mm-hmm. and one of those things was Maggie Rogers' new album, Heard It in a Past Life, and then we started talking about John Mayer's Instagram show, Current Mood.
Yes. And I said, I have an obsession. I've never been as invested in a stranger's spiritual life as I am John Mayer's. Like,
and then I proceeded to admit to you that I have been praying salvific prayers specifically for his soul for years now.
Yes. Aaron has been praying for John Mayer's salvation for some time. And And so what, when I realized that we had this, and I think I told you the story about how several years ago when we would be in the car and we would listen to John Mayer sing I Will Be Found, little Alex, who was much younger at the time, when John Mayer would sing I Will Be Found, Alex in the back seat would go, by the Lord Jesus, because he had heard me talk about it so much that I really felt like John Mayer was so close to finding the Lord. So you told me that you've broken it down a little bit more, I think, than I have. And so we just thought it might be good for the whole church to hear.
Yes.
Yes. Sort of where we believe this stranger to be and in terms of his hypothetical search for
journey,
the Lord
journey
that we're not entirely sure exists.
Listen, now we can say that he is a stranger, and he is. I fundamentally understand on a basic level that I do not know this person. Mm-hmm. I may have to say that to myself several times during the day, but I don't know him. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to tell you is that his lyrics indicate sure. that he is on a grand search for life meaning, which feels like the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit is priming his heart to mm-hmm. receive the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right, Aaron. That's so true. Yep.
Now, uh-huh. now I thought, now John Mayer has dated many women.
Yes,
many.
Specifically, many women. Specifically, he has dated one Katy Perry.
Yes.
And he has also dated one Jessica Simpson. Now,
yes.
Now I understand that he said some questionable things about our friend Jessica Simpson. And I understand that. He has since apologized for those things. But listen, Katy Perry's dad and Jessica Simpson's dad, what are their backgrounds?
They're pastors, Aaron.
They're pastors. Yep. Ladies, they're pastors. Mm-hmm. I thought one of these men who, well, we'll get to that in a minute, but I thought one of these men was going to do the work and mm-hmm. and partner with the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to show him the way, the truth, and the life. Now, mm-hmm. these men have sensed, I fear, look, I don't want to judge. But I fear these men have since turned their backs on the faith. I don't want to, again, this is not a judgment. This is just maybe a feeling.
This is basically, this is the information we have gathered from random internet articles, along with some e-news, along with perhaps some song lyrics we may or may not have taken out of context.
A cursory Google image search for either one of these men will reveal that they look like they are mere minutes away from an indictment of tax fraud. They do not look well spiritually, physically. They have made some poor wardrobe choices and perhaps some poor life choices as well.
Mm-hmm. So that feels fair.
And again, who am I to say? I will remove the plank from my own eye. But
That's right. Remove. Yes, certainly.
Yes.
This again, we're just basing this on what the internet has revealed to us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be them. It's not going to be them. Listen to him, and we go back and forth on the Darkest Timeline songs. You know, like. The whole album, The Search for Everything, is mm-hmm. I'm worried about him now.
I am too.
You know, yes. There's like one song on there where I go, oh, okay, maybe we're still. But the title of the album is The Search for Everything.
Right.
He's like dropping hints that he's looking. And so, but you know, I mean, then we get songs like I Will Be Found, like you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
You get songs like Walt Grace's Submarine Test, which is this, he wrote that song after he couldn't talk for 2 years mm-hmm. and he'd be silent with himself mm-hmm. and if I mean, look, we all know that silence and solitude is such an important part of self-discovery.
I would also point out that the title of that album, Aaron, was Born and Raised.
That's correct.
it's born and raised to walk in newness of life. And thank you. I don't know.
Implied. I feel like that's implied.
Yes, understood.
Now, I'm not trying to put my personal beliefs onto John Mayer, but I'm saying when you have a song called Shadow Days in there. And then you've got Walt Grace's Submarine Test. And then you follow that up with, you've got, you know, an I Will Be Found coming up later.
I'm a little lost at sea. I'm a little birdie in a big old tree. Ain't nobody looking for me here out on the highway, but I will be found. Yes, you will, John Clayton Mayer. You will be found.
Right.
I echo Alex's benediction on her life.
By the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Well, I would even contend that he already has been found. He may just not even know that he is found.
I like that.
He has been found. It's just knowing in his heart that he is found him.
I think all John Mayer needs is just a little push. Like, he needs the adult equivalent of a VBS invitation to take him to the next level.
And I would also point out, in the Search for Everything, Aaron, there is a song called In the Blood.
Yes, we did discuss this.
Yes. Yeah. So if you take the lyrics In the Blood, again, maybe he's playing a game with us, but he seems to at least be familiar with, and just stay with me, he seems to at least be familiar with the common grace of God.
A word. Make way.
I do believe he is familiar. I believe he sees something he does not, maybe he cannot yet identify in his day to day. He sees layers to things. I'm with you on the adult VBS situation. You wonder if our friend John Mayer had been, if he had grown up where we grew up, if he had been a part of a sort of a culture that was more connected to the church day in, day out, what that would have looked like for him, if that meaning would have like registered in his head and his heart and things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we imagined a scenario where John Mayer was born in the Bible Belt, is he the new Christian Bachelor contestant in the alternate universe where...
Perhaps. Or maybe he's the worship pastor at a mega church outside of Dallas. I don't know.
He would be best friends with Aaron Ivy, and they would be leading worship together at the Austin Stone.
Thank you.
There you go. That's like good. That's good.
Yeah. But listen, I mean, I have loved John Mayer for forever. No Such Thing came out the year I graduated from high school, so it has tethered me nostalgically to him for all time henceforth. And I just have I feel very tender towards him.
I do too.
That current mood with Maggie Rogers, I don't know how she survived it without like just spontaneously becoming pregnant, just being near him like that. My gosh, if he surprised me with a harmony on the song that I wrote, I would not have waited till the camera turned off to hand him my True Love Waits card. We would have just gone ahead. Gosh, it would have been done.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't argue with the word you said, Aaron Moon. I can't.
I appreciate that.
It's all the truth. It is all the truth. Mm-hmm. So
now, and go ahead, Melanie.
No, you know what? Somebody now, our friend Holly Mathis, who actually listens to the Big Boo Cast, she introduced me to, and somehow I had missed it. But have y'all heard him do the cover of Diana Ross's song "It's My House"?
I don't think I have.
I'm going to need y'all to immediately find that. So he was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and it was Andy's birthday, and he surprised him because Andy loves Diana Ross with a cover of It's My House. It is the song I need him to record. It's so beautiful. Like, I'll drive around just with YouTube pulled up on my phone so I can listen to it in my car.
I will do that.
It's so good.
Touch your heart. Yeah. I think I saw it. I saw like the clip popped up probably during one of my YouTube rabbit holes, but I don't think I've listened to it carefully. So I need to do that.
You're gonna listen to it. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, he John Mayer's it, and you know, nobody can do a song the way he can do a song.
No, I love his cover of Beyonce's EXO. It's so good.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
He's so gifted.
He really is.
He is. And listen, I feel the same way about him. There are some other musicians I feel the same way about. Like, I want him to know Jesus. But if he does not know Jesus, I believe that God is glorified through what he does. Like, he may
not
know that.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm. But, like, that is some talent that will make you thankful for the gift of music, for the gifted people who can compose and perform music. Like, he's a rare, fantastic talent. And we do hope that he will be found by the Lord Jesus. But mm-hmm. for all we know, John Mayer is a member of a small Episcopal church in Colorado. We don't have any idea.
That's Montana, right. Where he mm-hmm. has his second home. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. I would love that. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. he could be a member of a cult. We don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Could
just,
fair
we just
enough.
Can't know.
Fair
just
enough.
Can't know.
Could go either way.
Okay. Really good.
Okay, so Aaron, as you know, I love your writing so much, and you have something that you need to tell the people who listen to our podcast about that is especially for Lent. And I'm putting you on the spot because I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this. But please do tell us about your Lenten offering for the people.
My Lenten offering. Yes. So I have written a Lent guide and devotional for mm-hmm. your perusal. Should you want to jump on the Lent, and that's Lent, L-E-N-T. Uh-huh. I had several people questioning why I made a guide for laundry Lent.
Sure.
Or dryer Lent. I did not do that because I don't know anything about that. Uh-huh. But I wrote a Lenten guide and devotional, and it is just about, maybe you've never experienced Lent. Maybe you go to a non-liturgical church that does not observe Lent. This just kind of talks about what Lent is, why we observe it, and how anyone, even if you are Southern Baptist or if you don't currently have a church home, how you can observe Lent and how it can be kind of important in your own spiritual life. So I wrote that, and you can get it at aaronhmoon.com/Lent if you want. You can peruse it.
Here's what I'm going to say about it. I think that Melanie and I have talked about this independently, but if for people who are not from a church tradition that observes Lent, it's so instructive in the most, like, in the easiest way. Like, it's not a bunch of Christianese. It meets you right where you are. And if you also aren't sure, like, you think, okay, well, I know what Lent is, but I'm not exactly sure how to observe it, or wherever you are with God, wherever you are in terms of your church background, it meets you right there. And it's written in the most, like, charming, delightful way. And so
that is very kind. Thank you.
Well, and it's very thoughtful as well, but it's so easy to read. And so I say thumbs up.
Well, yep. Thank you. That was awfully nice. I appreciate it.
I'm super excited about it. I got it. I didn't even know about it until I got the Swipe Up, your newsletter, which I also would recommend that people get because it's chock full of good information. And I immediately signed up. I was so excited about it because it's one of those things that, because I did not grow up, I grew up, well, a lot of things, but really have been as of late, a whole lot of things, but as of late, a non-denominational person. And so it was such a perfect timing of, like, what's a way that I can really focus on Lent this year. So I was excited about it in a way that I know is going to meet me right where I am because of the way you write and because of how real you are. So mm-hmm. I'm excited.
That's very kind. Yeah. I grew up Southern Baptist and then 10 years ago became an Anglican. And so I'm still learning so much about the liturgical church and the church calendar. And it's just been like a chiropractic adjustment for my sure. spiritual life, just this mm-hmm. new way of worship. And it's been really life-giving to me. And so I think if, you know, we all, you know, different denominations have different ways of worship. And I think we do ourselves a disservice when we close ourselves off in our own denominational kind of walls. And we don't learn and see what other people are doing to have a relationship with God and to learn more about him.
Yeah, I so agree. You know, I grew up Methodist, and then we were Episcopalian before we became members of the Southern Baptist Church. And so I thought everybody did Lent. I didn't really know. I just thought because we observed Lent in the Methodist Church, and I always loved it. And then we observed it in the Episcopal Church. And so when we joined the Southern Baptist Church, I was like, well, when are y'all putting ashes on my forehead? Like,
when are we doing that?
When are we doing that? Because I hadn't heard anything about that. Like when, and so for me, I love Lent so much because it connects me back to something that I have a lot of sweet memories of growing up. And I think too, but I think that the thing I love about the devotional book is so often Lent is when we want to deny ourselves, which is fine and good. But I love the idea of taking on something that will be enriching and encouraging. And I don't know. I love the idea of taking on what, going through this book that you've written. So it's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
You're so welcome. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes so y'all can go find it.
Very nice. Thank you.
Okay. And then should we assume that there are other future developments in John Mayer's spiritual life? We will.
That's right.
We'll be the first to know.
We'll go straight. We'll be
all keeping an eye on it, and mm-hmm. we'll make sure we let people know. Mm-hmm. I know they're on the edge of their seat about it.
I mean, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you be? I feel like this is for the last 17 years. All I've done is wonder. So why Georgia? Because why God is sovereign, John Mayer. That's why. That's why, Georgia.
Come on.
That's why. Okay, Erin, thanks a bunch for doing this because you have children and a job and things. And so we appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us.
I'm thrilled to talk to you. I just love you both so much. You're so much fun. And okay. So it was a joy for me.
Well, thanks, we loved it, Erin Moon.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you.
Okay. Bye, Erin. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Sophie. All by myself in the middle of the podcast, but not for the reasons I'm typically all by myself in the middle of the podcast. This time, I want to tell you about something new Melanie and I are going to do this year. Last year, we really made it our goal to be more consistent in the number of episodes that we did, to maybe not have a year where we just maybe did three. So we did that, and we kind of can't believe it, but we are comfortable now with about three episodes a month, sometimes even four. And so as we talked about what we wanted to do with the podcast this year, we came back to something we have talked about on and off over the last couple of years, and that is to partner with Patreon to provide some additional content for y'all. We are not quite ready to launch that, but we just wanted to let you know that it's going to come up here probably within the next month, just an opportunity for you to support us through Patreon and for us to provide low, even more content for you. It's kind of a win-win. It enables us to offset some of the cost of this here little podcast, and also hopefully enables us to give you some laughs and some fun and some shenanigans. And we are all about some shenanigans. So just be on the lookout. Melanie's Instagram is Melanie Schenkel. My Instagram is BooMama205. And we will let y'all know when we are ready to roll with the Patreon. It'll be super affordable, super fun, and we can't wait to get started. Okay, back to episode 132. Okay, so Erin's gone now, but I do want to make sure that I mention something that I should have mentioned while Erin was actually still on the podcast, which is Ben Platt, who is the star of Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
You've heard me speak of Dear Evan Hansen.
I have. Yes, I have.
Have you listened to Dear Evan Hansen?
I have not. No.
Okay.
You know, Minnie, I really like to get on a musical bandwagon about 4 years late is what I prefer to do. So I plan to just treat it like I did Hamilton, to where, you know, one day, maybe 3 years from now, I'll be like, yeah, I'll listen to that.
Okay. Well, so what I want to tell your future self is when your future mm-hmm. self listens to Dear Evan Hansen in about 2022-ish.
Okay.
Ben Platt, who was the original Evan Hansen on Broadway, is releasing his first like pop album in March.
Okay.
But Friday, he released two songs that are going to be on that album. And Sweet Mercy, they are fantastic. Like,
okay, well, I saw them on your Insta stories, but I have not listened.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't even know how to put words to that, except that I bet I've listened. There's no telling how many times I've listened to both of them.
Okay.
But Ease My Mind, which is the second song that he's released, is probably my favorite of the two. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, just like we were saying with John Mayer, like, I don't know what Ben Platt's, you know, I mean, his family is Jewish, so I'm assuming that Ben Platt is Jewish.
That would make sense.
But I'm here to tell you, when he sings, I thank God for that. Like, he's so talented. And so these two songs are beautiful. His voice is amazing. And it's just, I don't know, it's been fun to get to listen to him. To have listened to Dear Evan Hansen so much the last couple of years, it's been fun to hear him sing something new, and fun to hear him. It's kind of like a male Adele, but that's not even fair, because it's a different kind of song. I don't know how to explain it. Like, he's so gifted. He's so gifted.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to check that out. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
I will. I will add it to my list. Now, I will add it to my list of things to look at.
Now, you told me a couple of nights ago that you watched the documentary, the Fyre Festival documentary.
Oh, I finally watched the Fyre Festival documentary. I watched it. So I don't know. Did you know that I had a little cold last week? I was down. I was a little under the weather last week. I don't know if we talked when that. It came on me after we recorded last week. And then, so I was not feeling well. And so I had been trying to write my book, but apparently the cold medicine had left me with a case of writer's block. And so I finally decided one afternoon, why fight it? And I just turned on the Fyre documentary.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, that's a train wreck of epic proportions.
And where was the one sane person who said, hey, everybody. Yeah.
This isn't going to work.
This isn't going to work. This is not going to work.
No, this is not. I mean, like, I know, like, to me, if they didn't figure out when they couldn't do it on Pablo Escobar's island, I think that was when you would say, we're going to call it, that we've got to do it, number one, on Great Exuma, and we're staying in hurricane disaster tents. There were so many flags along the way that said, this is really a bad choice.
And that you have sold people luxury accommodations, and somehow you have allowed yourself to justify in your mind that that hurricane tent is going to do the trick. Like,
that it's going to be
people are going to get there, and they're going to see that, and they're going to go, ooh, this is swanky.
Like, This is, I thought I was going to be glamping, but it's okay that I'm just camping. I mean, no, in no universe. And here's what I'm going to say. When I saw those hurricane tents, because you know how I am about my sleeping accommodations. So I feel like there were so many things that were wrong there, but you know, for me, that was the biggest thing, is if I'm going to show up somewhere and I've been promised to sleep in one type of accommodation and I end up in another, that's going to be the thing that unhinges me right there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, like, that's where it's going to come unraveled for me. So when I saw those hurricane tents, those mattresses, that I don't even know where they found them.
And but I they thought, left them in the rain.
Yes. And they had been in the rain, and they told people that they were going to stay there. And I thought, here's the whole deal. As you are well aware, I'm not a high roller in my life. I mean, I'm not a person who stays in the penthouse at the Four Seasons, and I don't have money. I would have not been on the list of high donors or high ticket buyers to go to this Fyre Festival, because that's not who I, you know, that's just not my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I'm a middle-class soccer mom.
Right.
But I thought, even for me, you think these people are used to, when you promise them luxury accommodations, like, they're not talking about a nice room at the Hampton Inn. That's not their version of luxury accommodations. They're thinking like the best of the best, like beyond. And so to show up and have a hurricane tent with what could only be called a rattress, no thank you.
I'm going to give you so many bonus points for rattress. I'm going to give you all the bonus points for that.
I mean, I, just, I was like, no, I cannot even imagine. And here's what I thought. It's like, then when they talked about the people all getting there and not having places to stay, and you think everybody's been drinking alcohol and the music's just blaring, I was like, this sounds horrific.
And there's sand. Like everything I think about that festival, at the end of it, I think, and there's sand. Yeah. Like just they've been on school buses and everybody's been drinking, like, I mean, yes, just the debauchery, and there's sand. Like, yeah, that just makes everything worse because there's sand. Oh.
And let me tell you, not only is there sand, but there's your other kryptonite, heat and humidity.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, not that cold sand would make it better, but just when you think about the hot, because who was the guy that talked about that he and his wife had gone and like tried to sleep out there to like see? Remember at one point early on, he's like, my wife and I went out there and we tried to spend the night and we were like, people can't stay out here. It's too hot. And the right. bugs and the mosquitoes and the sand. And I was like, that you're describing my personal hell. Like, that sounds awful.
Right. Well, you've signed up for a luxury music festival and you've essentially been cast on Survivor.
That's
and,
exactly right.
And that's not what you, listen, that's not why you spent all those thousands of dollars. I feel like maybe even your first, I wonder when their first red flag was. I mean, I feel like the lack of communication was probably not great. And the plane where like the window frame popped off, that was probably not great. But I feel like when you get there and they put you on a school bus, that's when you start to go, oh,
you got to know then this has gone way wrong. Anytime a yellow dog is involved in some sort of transportation situation. I mean,
that's
you got a
reality
think,
check. Uh-huh.
It is. Unless I'm a high school kid on the way to a band or athletic event or an academic decathlon, I don't ever need to be on a school bus again.
You said academic decathlon.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. If I'm not on my way to the math tournament, then I'm gonna need another way to get from point A to point B, ideally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a super high maintenance person. I'm pretty breezy. I'm like you. Like, I'm as happy at a Hampton Inn or a Hilton Garden Inn, but not a hurricane tent.
No.
Thousands of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
In a school bus. Listen, I'm the person, I'll go to budget rent a car and I'm happy with the economy size car for a weekend. It's all fine. I'll drive a Kia Soul all weekend long. It's not like I need a lot, but if I get on a school bus in the Bahamas after I've paid thousands of dollars for a ticket only to be told that maybe there's a hurricane tent that I can sleep in if they're not all full.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just am saying there were so many levels wrong with that whole thing.
Yeah. It was a bad day. For everybody.
It was a bad day. Well, and then the guy continues to go ahead and try to scam people. I mean, like when all those, that was the other part. It's like all the emails after where it was like, we're getting you, you know, like VIP tickets to see Taylor Swift backstage at the Grammys and like all that other stuff. I'm like, oh, not only did he not feel bad at all, he continued to perpetuate being a total scam artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's now he's in federal prison, right?
As he should be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if ever there was a reason for somebody to go to federal prison, I mean, it's just, I mean, it was so many levels of shady. And then I still don't totally even understand how the whole, that credit card thing worked.
The magnet
card, and that people were putting money on that. And then they kept emailing people and telling them to put their money, like put $10,000 on their bracelets for the weekend. And the whole, mm-hmm. I'm like, I just can't even, but then I'm like, who are all these people? This was my other question though.
Oh, and this is the question that maybe I have asked myself the most.
Okay. Who are all these people that have all this excess income in their 20s? Because I'm assuming that's who wants to go to a music festival like this. I mean, if you think of Coachella, not a lot of 45-year-old soccer moms going to Coachella. I mean, that's not really there. Because here's the thing. Once the 45-year-old soccer moms start to show up, you move on because Coachella has then jumped the shark. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Coachella is done. Uh-huh.
It's done. It's over. It's like you're not doing that anymore. Once moms start trying to floss, it's like that dance, it's time for a new dance. You're finished.
Right.
So,
well, once a mom has put herself on social media going, look, I got it. Look, y'all, I got it. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Your kids have, they're, yeah. they're miles ahead. Miles ahead.
They're way beyond that. So, but who are all these people with this disposable income in their 20s that can put $10,000 on a bracelet? Like, what are they doing? Are they all fashion bloggers on Instagram? Like, what, what's happening here?
I don't know. A lot of people describe themselves as
influencers, but like, what, how are they making all this money as influencers? I was so baffled by that whole part of it.
Well, I don't know. I mentioned last time, Sophia Nygaard has had millions of people watch that candle melting video. I mean, I don't know what that works out to monetarily, but even still, you think that's a lot of money to invest in a weekend, not to invest, but to spend for a weekend at a new music festival, like where, as far as I could tell, the promotional videos that went out on Instagram didn't actually have any music. It was just a bunch of pictures of models riding boats.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. If I go to this thing, maybe I'm going to end up on a boat with Gigi Hadid. Is that it? Because it was like, and that to me was the most mind-boggling thing, is I was like, what? I was like, it is the emperor's new clothes. That, like they said, it's because these models all put up a thing about it. And then all of a sudden people started signing up for it.
Okay. Speaking of Gigi Hadid, I sent you and Reed this video. I don't know, when was that? A few weeks ago, of Yolanda, who was fixing all her meals for the day.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Listen, it was fantastic. I found some video. I'll have to go back and find it again and link to it, of Yolanda Hadid, who was Yolanda Foster in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we are really revealing the depth of our cultural, I don't even know what to call it, but, we're not going to the opera is what we're saying. Like we're, but when Yolanda Foster used to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and now she's taken back her Hadid last name. But it was like she was fixing the stuff that she makes to eat all day. And I don't know. It was absolutely fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's a whole, I'm going to say that that process for her looks a lot different than my personal process here at my house.
But different for me too.
Which mine is more like, hey, do I have some cheese that's already grated that I can put on these chips to eat with some hot sauce for lunch?
That's exactly what I had for supper last night, by the way.
Okay, that's what I had too. That's so funny. So,
did y'all do anything for the Super Bowl?
We did. Actually, when I just said that, that's what I did for dinner Saturday night when we got home from soccer. So we got up. So we had soccer. Caroline had a club soccer tournament this weekend in Austin. And so we drove to Austin and back on Saturday and on Sunday. Sunday morning, we had the joy of getting up, and we had to leave our house at 6:45 in the morning. In fog that you really could not even see. Like, I thought, if this fog doesn't lift, we aren't even going to be able to see the game from our chairs on the sidelines. It was so foggy and just humid and nasty. And so we left, we drove to soccer, we got home, and then we went over to some friends of ours and did a little Super Bowl. I mean, just real small little get together. But I will say that my friend Kim, that's whose house we went to, she made these sliders that I'm still thinking about. And I texted her today and was like, I'm going to need that recipe because they were delicious.
Tell me more.
They were, I'm going to find it because she has since texted me the recipe. We'll share it, but I'm for sure going to make them. So they are called, French onion beef sliders. And so it's ground beef, but so that's kind of nice. So it's ground beef, and then you do like a lot of caramelized onion, and then you do Gruyere cheese. And then put it on the Hawaiian rolls, and like you put in like Worcestershire and all this stuff, and then you bake them in the oven. I can't even tell you how good they are.
Okay. I need that recipe because David and Alex would love that.
Yeah. I mean, we all ate them up. Like everybody there was like, this is like the best thing ever. It tasted so good. And the way it had all melted together, like you wouldn't have known it was ground beef. Like it almost, the closest thing I can think is, have you ever made Bree's recipe for those Marlboro Man sandwiches?
I make them all the time.
Okay. It's like a slider version of that. Like it tastes very similar to that, but it's on that kind of sweet Hawaiian roll. And she just baked like pan after pan of them in the oven. Cause you can do like 24 at one time. And I mean it, I can't even tell you how good they were.
Okay. I'm going to make those.
Yeah. I'll send you the recipe. I'll text it to you. It was so good. So anyway, she did that. So that was really, that was the best part of the Super Bowl for me, were the sliders.
Well, it was not a great, it was not a great situation all the way around. No, it was so boring.
It was boring. And the commercials, I didn't think the commercials were very good. Did you?
No, I felt like, well, I'm officially so old. I guess I just need a stamp across my forehead that says, unamused. I'm not amused.
No.
I don't find any of this entertaining.
I didn't understand. I didn't really like, and then like one of the very, cause usually I feel like you kind of have to know the like pregame and first quarter, you're going to get your primo commercials. You know what I mean? Like those are going to be your best. And so I was kind of paying more attention then, but like WeatherTech, who does like floor mats for your car, like they did a whole commercial about like pet bowls for your, for your dog. And you know, I love my dogs, but I thought that feels like a waste of $5 million for an ad placement. I mean, I thought it's hard to believe you're going to recoup your investment on this ad.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I think the whole, all the stuff that happened before the Super Bowl too kind of tainted it a little bit in terms of just general interest, like the stuff with the Saints and with the Chiefs. It was kind of like nobody was super happy about seeing the Patriots in it again, except for like your diehard Patriots fans.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then nobody scored really much and... I don't know. Just a lot of putting the ball, and it was just it was blah. And I'm not a huge, like, I don't know. I'm not the biggest NFL fan except for Dak and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But still, it just felt. That's my official word.
Yeah, that's kind of. I mean, honestly, that was probably the first NFL game that I've watched start to finish this year. You know what I mean? And actually, when I say start to finish, let me say that's the first one that's been on the TV from start to finish, you know, like, and then even like I laughed because like, I like Maroon 5 and I like Adam Levine. I mean, I don't go crazy for him like a lot of people do. But I felt like, I will say that I felt like the greatest miscue of the halftime show was when he took off his jacket and had that tank top on. I thought that was a bad call. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just my personal opinion.
So finally, before the game was even over, I was like, I think I'm done. And Alex said, I think I'm done. And David had already stopped watching it. Like it was, and I don't know. I just was.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we went to Tuscaloosa yesterday. We left after church and went to Tuscaloosa to watch the state women play the Alabama women in basketball. And so it had been kind of a full day, you know, I mean, in terms of we left from church, we went over there, we watched the game, we ate there, and then we drove back. And so by the time the game started, it was kind of like I was ready to sort of wind down. I was not really in the mood to watch a boring game. So
And it was just not good. So so we did that and then came home and then pretty much got in bed because now Perry kind of has the cold that I had that Caroline had first. So it's traveled, you know, it's made the rounds.
May the Lord be with you.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so we, we got home and I mean, I want to say, cause we'd been up since 6 a.m. So, I mean, we all, and had driven to Austin and back and Caroline had played a soccer game. And so we were all in bed by probably 10 o'clock last night.
We were too. Yeah. How about that?
I know. Party on. So
party on, Garth. What's going on this week? Anything fun?
No, we have soccer. You know, we're right in the midst of school soccer. So that's what we've got going on. So we've got soccer Tuesday and Friday. Now my book editor is coming in to go to dinner with me on Wednesday night. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. So we're going to discuss the book. So I'm about halfway finished. So basically that dinner is going to look like me saying, so what else do you think I should write about in here? You have any other good stories? Maybe you should go in here.
Anything interesting happened in your life?
Exactly.
I could include.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm open to anything. Please let me know. So, that's pretty much it. What about y'all?
We don't really have anything going on this week except for just school and lacrosse practice. Alex has his first game this weekend.
That's exciting.
I don't know. I'm getting my hair done, but it's just one of those weeks. It's just, you know, sort of a standard week. I'm hoping I can get a little bit of writing done at some point. I'm not far from finishing, and so I would like to get that. I would like to have that whole thing wrapped up here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but I don't know if it'll be this week. It may be next week. But David and some friends of ours went. Well, our small group, the guys, went hiking this past weekend up in Mentone, and so I was going to be so productive, you know, with David gone. I was going to be so productive Friday night. Yeah. And, oh, listen, that was really not how that went. I ended up Friday night. We ended up going to dinner sort of last minute with, well, it's too much to get it. Well, we ended up going to dinner with some friends. I'll just say that. We went to dinner with some friends. Okay. And came back here and then ended up staying up kind of late. And then Saturday, I had all these things I wanted to get done. I was going to go get my car washed. I was going to go get my nails done. I was just going to, I was going to go return some shoes. Da, da, da. I did not get out of my pajamas really all day. So that didn't really go like I planned. And I didn't really do anything either. Well, I did. That's not true. You and I texted some. I was working on some podcast stuff and trying to figure out some things. And so I did work on that. But it was not my most productive weekend. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
That's okay. Sometimes, some weekends are like that.
Some weekends are like that. And so just a regular old week ahead. That's about it.
I know. I felt like we had one of those weekends where, like, I looked at the calendar and I told Perry, I go, do we get President's Day off this year? Like, it was that whole thing. Like, I was looking, like, when do we have a 3-day weekend? And we do get President's Day off. And I was like, hallelujah. I was like, so we have this week and then next week, but then next week ends with a 3-day weekend. And I was like, I'm going to be living for the 3-day weekend. So
I know. It's, what is it?
I don't know. The school pace, I feel like the pace is so crazy. That's what it is. And this weekend it just worked out, because normally we won't have soccer on weekends. We'll have it Friday nights. But just to have it, you know, to have two games last week and then this weekend and then to have to travel. And so you haven't gotten anything accomplished. You know what I mean? And I got groceries delivered yesterday so I could bring like a dip and some cookies to this little Super Bowl thing I was going to. But then it's like this morning it dawned on me. I was like, well, I didn't get one thing that I'm supposed to like to actually make a meal, you know? So
yeah.
So I'm just, it throws you off your game to me to not have the weekend to readjust.
I actually did sit down and kind of plan today, what like meals for the week. And I've got to go take Alex to lacrosse practice in just a sec. And then on the way home, I'm picking up a grocery order. And hopefully we'll get myself a little organized.
Yes, that's what I need. I need to kind of sit and make a list. But today didn't feel like the day. So that's it. Today wasn't the day.
No, I get that. Some days just aren't. All righty. We hope everybody has a great rest of the week. Full of adventure and excitement and basically not like our lives are this week.
Right? Exactly. There you go.
There's just no adventure or excitement.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Okay. Now, here's going to be the test is when Aaron hangs up. It's still us.
Oh, okay. So we're good.
We're good.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. So we just keep on going. Keep on trucking.
What? Did you have anything you felt we needed to talk about?
I don't know.
Do we have any other content for episode 100, whatever this is?
I know. Well, are we saving it for all our content we're going to do for our Patreon subscribers?
That's right. That's right.
We just generate some content like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What could we talk about? Do you have anything?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. I do have a couple of things.
Okay. All right. I can come up with some stuff too. I just need to think about it for a minute,
we can make this one a short one. Like we don't have to make it.
Yeah. Well, we've got Aaron, so we've got content in there. Yeah.
Okay.